Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Harold Futchcott Roth, former commissioner of the Federal Communication Commission, senior fellow now with the Hudson Institute. Harold, you want to give us a website?
Sure. You can find me at hudson.org or at futchcottroth.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and you'll see the articles. Harold's a very prolific writer on the topics that we're talking about and others. We have a new chairman at the Federal Communications Commission. Ajit Pai was named and installed by President Trump just in the last few days, replacing Tom Wheeler. And we've been talking about his how he'll probably behave in terms of regulation. He'll probably be more of a deregulator than a regulator, which is good news for all of us, except for one thing, Harold. And I'm looking at a quote here from Craig Aaron, whom I'm sure you know, the president of the Free Press, and he's not a big fan of the new chairman. He says that that he'll stand up for runaway media consolidation. That Chairman Pai will stand up for runaway media consolidation. Now, Harold, there's been a lot of consolidation in not just in the communication industry that recently that I believe has hurt consumers. I believe companies ought to be able to do pretty much what they want to do, but at some point in time when you've got the big three or so and they start consolidating, now you're really hurting, you're really diminishing competition. And I want you to give us a kind of your perspective on how you think the new chairman will be on these things.
Sure. And let me distinguish two issues. One is who in the federal government is responsible for maintaining competition and preserving competition and protecting the American consumer from anti-competitive behavior. We're fortunate to have not one but two federal agencies that have specific responsibility for that. One is the Department of Justice and the Antitrust Division there, and the other is the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Communications Commission does not have specific authority to do that, but it has been exercising merger reviews for 25 years now, and it does it in a way that is completely outside of the law, completely outside of judicial review, and completely outside of any responsibility to anyone else in the world.
But have these other agencies asked for that, or have they just done it on their own?
They've done it on their own.
For both parties in the White House?
Sad to say, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a completely lawless activity. Some people call it a shakedown. Some people call it a lot worse.
What do you think the new chairman will do about that? Will he please the corporations?
I haven't spoken directly with him about it, but I think he's going to be very skeptical of the legal authority of the commission to do this. He's what I would call a lawyer's lawyer. He understands the law extremely well. He can quote chapter and verse of statutes, of regulations, of court decisions.
But we have to say, Harold, that he's made a living working with those corporations. I'm not saying he's not an honest broker, but he does have background with these guys, the big guys.
He worked for 1 year for Verizon. That's it.
Okay.
He doesn't have an extensive career working with corporate America. But he did work for Verizon, that's true.
Right. Okay, well, I want to make sure people know who this person is. We're going to be watching him, and we're going to ask you, if you will, to keep us posted, because on his performance, because I want small business owners to realize they can no longer show up for work every day and log onto their webs to the internet and feel like that, you know, it's always going to be there. We have to protect this, don't we? We have to be vociferous about protecting this, don't we?
That's exactly right, Jim. You're exactly right.
And I'm glad that you're a voice up there of reason for this, Harold. I like the way you think about these things, and I wish he had appointed you to be the chairman. He didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me, Harold. He didn't take some of my advice, the new president, to it, but he didn't take that advice. I don't know why. Hey, Harold, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Look forward to it.
Harold Fritschgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out Hudson.org is one website. Fritschgott-Roth.com is another. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.